Good morning. This is Mo Stelzfus, bringing you the daily inspiration for the 15th day of this month. God bless you, and may you receive the Word of God from God, and may I be a vessel that can be used of God. May He use my tongue this morning. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I just commit my tongue to you this morning that you may use it to your glory and to your honor. Lord, I pray that you would speak the words this morning that are to be spoken. And I pray to your Heavenly Father that it would be edifying to all and would be a blessing. Lord, I commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Okay, well, my phone number, in case you want to get a hold of me, is 717-656-9576, and we'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and let us read together this morning in Hebrews 11, starting in verse 17. And I think I'll read to the end and then pick out a certain part and highlight that part of it. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in faith, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Now, as we consider all these men and women of faith, how do we look at our own faith? How do we fare when we are when we receive cruel mockings, and when we are faced with opposition, when we see the truth of the Word of God, and then someone comes against us and they slander us and they try to persuade us to that this is not right, this is not the right way, and you need to honor your parents, you need to obey your parents. You know, honor and obedience is two different things. We can honor our parents without obeying every word. We can honor our parents by loving them and by blessing them and by, you know, if they have something, if they want us to do something that is against the Word of God, we have no, according to the Word of God, we are not bound to obey them, but we're still bound to listen to them. That's not quite the word. That's not the word I wanted. We are not bound to obey them, but we are bound to honor them. The Bible says that we're to honor our parents. And honoring them is to love them and to bless them and to just lift them up as a person, to look for their good things and to we should we should just bless our parents and honor them, and we need to bring glory and honor to our Heavenly Father. And we need to be faithful to our Heavenly Father, to be obedient. And you know, there in the book of, or there in Hebrews, it talks about Moses also. Let's go back and just consider Moses. And it says by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You know, Pharaoh, the princess there, she had raised Moses as to be a prince in the kingdom of Egypt there, and but Moses, it says, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Once he grew up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction. With the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. And it says that by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He didn't care about the wrath of the king. You know, he grew up as a grandson of the king. And here, all of a sudden, you know, he realized how bad it was there in the king's house. Moses, he forsook Egypt. He did not fear the wrath of the king, but he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest that he destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. You know, how would we fare here in a condition like this? And we were in such a such an environment. We had everything that the world could offer to us to make us happy. Everything that the world could offer to us to make us happy, and we would Would we? Would we continue in that? Would we? How would we fare? Or would we run away from it, as Moses did here, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches? You know, Moses, he had the possibility of being the next Pharaoh in Egypt. That was before him. This is what he gave up to, and he did not know that he would be a leader of the children of Israel. When he ran away from the king there in Egypt, he had no idea that he will ever become a great leader as we know Moses. But he simply ran away from the pleasures of this, of sin, and he chose to put sin behind him and to go for the greater reward, and then God could use him. So how about us? How do we deal with those great riches? You know, maybe we're a successful businessman, successful businesswoman. Maybe you're a family that has lots of money, everything that you want. But what about Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ first in your life? Or are the pursuit of the next dollar, is that first in your life? Oh, may we seek after the greater riches and not the treasures in Egypt. We will have, in eternity, we will have treasures, and God can use us even in this life if we just allow ourselves to walk in humility, to walk, be faithful to God. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come 2 years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. How is it with you? Do you enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season? You know, it does not bring a lasting reward, but the reproach of Christ, the love of Christ, and the humility of Christ, all those things, they bring a lasting reward, and we will have a reward, an eternal reward, if we follow after the things of God. So let us keep our eyes and faith focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall be that which he wants us to be. Let's go forth with a single eye, serving the Lord Jesus Christ, without regard to the riches of this world, without regard to the traditions. You know, Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth, who was he the most? Who did he talk against the most? It was the Pharisees. It was the religious leaders of his day. It was those people that Jesus condemned. It was those people that Jesus spoke against. And just in the temple, when he went in there and overturned the tables, you know, that was the Pharisees' doings, and they were and their what they thought was following the traditions of their fathers. And you know, Jesus is not pleased with that. Jesus wants us to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and him only, not in our forefathers. Oh, let us not worship our forefathers. Well, the time is up. God bless you, and keep on walking with God, being faithful to God to the end. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.